Welcome back, everyone, to the Deep Dive. Today, we're going to be deep diving to something pretty amazing.
Yeah.
Human-AI collaboration.
It's a hot topic.
It really is. And we've got a great source to help us unpack all of this, Nexus, a newsletter that's always on the cutting edge of all things intelligence.
Always ahead of the curve.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So we're talking about AI that's not just, you know, making our coffee anymore. This is AI that's getting seriously smart.
Yeah. It's changing how we work, how we think. Even how we create.
It really is.
Yeah.
And I think it's a little bit mind-blowing.
Oh, absolutely.
So, okay, Nexus shared something that just blew me away. OpenAI's model O1 just aced the Mensa test.
Wow.
With a score of 120.
That's impressive.
Higher than the average human IQ.
Yeah, that's not just about, you know, high scores on a test. That signifies a huge leap in AI's cognitive abilities.
Right.
Especially when it comes to language processing. You know, we're now at a point where we can have these really nuanced and meaningful conversations with AI systems.
It's pretty wild to think about, right? Like,
yeah.
Imagine brainstorming with an AI that can understand your ideas, challenge your assumptions, and like you were saying, help you see problems from these totally new angles.
That's the future that's unfolding right now.
Yeah.
And it's fascinating to see how it's playing out in different fields.
Well, and speaking of which, Nexus editor David Espindola, he's actually doing a podcast called Conversations with Xena, my AI colleague.
I've heard of that.
Yeah. Have you listened to it at all?
I haven't had a chance yet, but it's definitely on my list.
Yeah, well, he co-hosts the podcast with Xena, who is an advanced AI, and they explore a bunch of different topics.
I can imagine the conversations must be pretty interesting.
Oh, I bet. Especially since they focus on, you guessed it, human AI collaboration.
It's a great example of how we can start to see AI less as a threat and more as a partner in exploration and creativity.
I love that. A partner in exploration and creativity. That's
okay.
A good one. Okay, so Nexus refers to all of this as the rise of intelligence, quotient to the power of artificial intelligence. It is. It's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
But what does that actually mean?
So it's this idea that AI isn't replacing human intelligence. It's actually amplifying it.
Okay.
It's like giving our brains a turbo boost, helping us to tackle complex problems in ways we couldn't before.
So it's not just about AI, you know, taking over jobs or making us obsolete.
Exactly. It's about this partnership, this augmentation of human potential.
Okay, so AI is potentially making us smarter.
Hmm.
But Nexus also brings up a really interesting point. What about our other intelligences, you know, beyond just IQ?
Right. We can't forget about those.
Right, exactly. Because there's so much more to intelligence than just, you know, book smarts or being able to solve complex equations.
Absolutely. There's emotional intelligence. There's creative intelligence. There's practical intelligence. The list goes on.
And Nexus highlights a couple of these that I think are particularly relevant. So, for example, there's body quotient to the power of longevity intelligence.
Interesting.
Right. This focuses on how we can use science and technology to live longer, healthier lives.
It's like taking control of our own health destiny.
And then there's emotional quotient to the power of spiritual intelligence, which I think is especially important in our tech-driven world.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because as we become more reliant on technology, we can't lose sight of those essential human qualities like empathy and compassion.
Those are the things that truly connect us as human beings.
Exactly. And Nexus suggests that spiritual intelligence, that connection to something greater than ourselves, might be the key to finding that balance in a world that's, you know, increasingly dominated by technology.
It's about nurturing our inner selves, even as we explore the outer reaches of technological advancement.
I like that. Nurturing our inner selves. Okay, so we've got AI that's boosting our IQ.
Right.
We're talking about longevity, intelligence, and spiritual intelligence. But Nexus also includes an article with a kind of a provocative title. AI has a stupid secret.
Mm.
We're still not sure how to test for human levels of intelligence.
That's a bit unsettling.
It is a little bit. So what's the main takeaway from that article?
Well, it's a reminder that just because an AI can ace a test, even one as complex as the Mensa test, doesn't necessarily mean it truly understands the world the way humans do.
Right.
There's a difference between processing information and genuine understanding.
So we can't just assume that a high score equals true intelligence.
Exactly. We need to be cautious and critical in our assessment of AI's capabilities.
So it's like we have this incredibly powerful tool at our disposal. but we need to be mindful of its limitations.
And understand that human judgment and discernment are still absolutely essential.
Okay, so we've got AI that's, you know, potentially making us smarter, longer lived.
Yeah.
But we also need to be aware of its limitations and the importance of cultivating those other types of intelligence.
It's about finding that balance, that synergy between human and artificial intelligence.
Exactly. So where do we go from here? Nexus seems pretty optimistic about this whole human AI collaboration thing, but how do we actually make this partnership work?
Well, I think one of the keys is to really focus on what each partner does best. AI is amazing at processing huge amounts of data, finding patterns, making predictions, things like that. Humans, on the other hand, we're really good at creativity, empathy, critical thinking, those kinds of things.
So it's about finding that sweet spot where AI helps us instead of replacing us.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And that's where things get really interesting. Imagine doctors using AI to diagnose diseases way earlier with much more accuracy.
Oh, wow.
Or architects designing buildings that are not only beautiful, but also environmentally sustainable.
Yeah.
Or teachers personalizing education for every single student.
It's like we're unlocking all these new possibilities.
Exactly. It's about augmenting our abilities and achieving things we never could have on our own.
Okay, so we've talked about AI boosting our IQ, but Nexus also mentioned some pretty wild stuff about longevity intelligence.
Mm-hmm.
What is that exactly?
Longevity intelligence is all about using technology and scientific advancements to help us live longer and healthier lives.
Okay.
It's not just about adding years to our lifespan, but about making those years healthier, more vibrant.
So how do we do that? What are some of the things that Nexus highlights?
Well, they talk about using AI to analyze our genetic data and personalize our healthcare. There's the development of new therapies that target age-related diseases, and even understanding how our daily choices impact our longevity.
So it's a really holistic approach to health and well-being.
Exactly. It's not just about living longer. It's about living better.
Now, we've talked a lot about AI boosting our IQ, but Nexus also dives into these other fascinating concepts like body quotient to the power of longevity intelligence and emotional quotient to the power of spiritual intelligence. I'd love to kind of unpack those a bit more.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's start with body quotient to the power of longevity intelligence.
Mm-hmm.
For a long time, the focus has been on treating diseases after they occur, but what if we could prevent them altogether?
Or at least delay them.
Yeah, exactly. That's the whole idea behind longevity intelligence. It's about combining our understanding of the human body, our BQ, if you will, with the latest advancements in AI and biotechnology to extend our health span, not just our lifespan.
So it's like a proactive approach to health.
Precisely. And Nexus highlights some interesting research in this area. For instance, scientists are now using AI to analyze these massive data sets of genetic information, lifestyle factors, medical records, to identify patterns and predict an individual's risk for various age-related diseases.
Wow.
And this allows for more personalized interventions, preventative measures, potentially delaying or even avoiding the onset of conditions like heart disease, cancer, Alzheimer's.
So it's like having a personalized health forecast.
Yeah, in a way. And it goes beyond just predictions. Nexus also touches on the exciting field of cellular rejuvenation, which explores ways to repair and regenerate damaged cells at the molecular level.
That sounds pretty sci-fi.
It does, doesn't it?
Yeah.
They specifically mention plant polyphenols, these naturally occurring compounds found in fruits, vegetables, tea, that have shown some promise in protecting cells from damage and promoting longevity.
So potentially reversing the aging process.
It's a possibility.
Mm.
And while that might be a ways off, it's definitely an area of active research.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
Seems like we're on the verge of a real revolution in how we approach health and aging.
We are. But it's important to remember that longevity intelligence isn't just about high-tech solutions. It also emphasizes the importance of lifestyle factors like diet, exercise, sleep, stress management.
So it's about taking a holistic approach.
Exactly. It's about empowering individuals to take control of their health and make choices that support a longer, healthier, more fulfilling life.
Okay, so we've explored longevity intelligence.
Yeah.
What about emotional quotient to the power of spiritual intelligence? That one really intrigues me.
It's a fascinating concept. As AI becomes more sophisticated and starts taking on these more complex tasks, it really forces us to think about what makes us human.
Yeah.
And Nexus suggests that spiritual intelligence might be a key differentiator. This encompasses our sense of purpose, meaning connection to something greater than ourselves. It's about tapping into our inner wisdom, our values, our ability to find meaning, even in the midst of all this rapid technological change.
So even with all these advancements, we still need to cultivate our inner selves.
Exactly. Nexus argues that spiritual intelligence isn't just about personal growth. It's also essential for navigating the ethical challenges posed by AI and these other emerging technologies.
Because with great power comes great responsibility.
Exactly. Spiritual intelligence can help us ask those tough questions. What are the potential consequences of these technologies? How do we ensure they're used ethically responsibly? How do we create a future that benefits all of humanity?
Those are big questions.
They are.
Yeah.
And they require more than just logic and data analysis. They require empathy, compassion, a deep understanding of human values.
So spiritual intelligence isn't just about feeling good. It's about making good decisions.
Precisely.
Yeah.
It's about developing that inner wisdom that allows us to navigate the complexities of the future with both our heads and our hearts. It's about understanding the interconnectedness of all things and making choices that promote the well-being of ourselves, our communities, and the planet as a whole.
It's about recognizing that even in this age of AI, our humanity is still our greatest asset.
Absolutely. And Nexus emphasizes that this is something we can cultivate through practices like mindfulness, meditation, reflection, connecting with nature.
So it's not some mystical, unattainable quality.
No. It's something we can actively work on and develop.
It's a journey.
It is a journey of self-discovery and growth. And in a world increasingly dominated by technology, it's a journey worth taking.
Now, before we move on to David Espindola's podcast, I want to take a moment to connect this back to you, our listener. Think about it for a second.
Mm-hmm.
If you could collaborate with an AI on any project, what would it be?
Ooh, that's a good question. It really gets you thinking, huh?
Yeah, what are some of those challenges you face every day that maybe an AI could help you overcome? Or maybe even help you see possibilities you hadn't even thought of before?
The possibilities are pretty mind-boggling when you start to think about it.
Right. And then what kind of intelligence would be most important for that collaboration? Would it be AI's, you know, raw processing power, or its ability to think creatively, or maybe even something like a deeper understanding of human emotions?
It really depends on the project, right? But it's fascinating to consider what AI could bring to the table that we as humans might not have.
Well, and that's what we've been exploring in this whole deep dive, right? This idea of human-AI collaboration.
Yeah, it's not just about AI doing its own thing over there. It's about how we can work together to create something truly amazing.
We've talked about AI boosting our IQ. We've explored these concepts of longevity intelligence and spiritual intelligence.
Right.
It's like AI is pushing us to think about intelligence in a whole new way.
It's definitely expanding our horizons and challenging some of our assumptions about what intelligence even means.
And I think that's one of the most exciting things about this whole field. It's not just about what AI can do on its own. It's about what we can achieve together when we combine human ingenuity with AI's capabilities.
It's about using AI to augment our own intelligence and create a future that's both technologically advanced and deeply human.
So before we wrap things up, we definitely recommend checking out David Espindola's podcast, Conversations with Xena, My AI Colleague. It's a great way to get a feel for what these human AI partnerships can actually sound like.
It gives you a glimpse into the future of collaboration.
Yeah, and Nexus is a fantastic resource for anyone who wants to dive deeper into these ideas.
They're always at the forefront of what's new and what's next.
So as we wrap up our deep dive here, I hope you've had some, you know, food for thought, maybe even some inspiration.
It's a lot to process, but it's exciting stuff.
It is. It really is. The world of human AI collaboration is full of potential, and we're just starting to explore what's possible.
It's a future we get to create.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So stay curious, keep exploring, keep learning, and who knows, maybe you'll be the one pioneering the next breakthrough in this incredible field.
Until next time, keep diving deep.